Who do you honestly think would select the best lifelong mate for your child? Do you think that you would make a better choice, or do you think your child at 16 years old would make a better choice? After all, when you think about it, who knows you better than your parents? Who knows your strengths? Who knows your weaknesses better than our parents? And to be honest with you, the way love, sex, and marriage are portrayed in today's media, even us parents are wondering. It's no wonder we have a 57% divorce rate in our country right now. And speaking of today's media, there are two marital myths that I want to lift up to you this morning. Now, marital myths. The first myth is what we'll call the Hollywood myth. The Hollywood myth says that true love is a feeling. What's that song? I've got that loving feeling, right? Yeah. The true love is a feeling. All I need to have are those butterflies in my stomach, and I know I found the right person to get married to. If I'm sexually attracted to you, or I fall head over heels infatuated with a person, or I think you're the most bodacious babe I've ever... Wait, is bodacious a word now? Youth, is hottie a better word? Or is that even outdated? Oh, okay, hottie's the word. All right. So adults, parents, remember that. Hottie's the word today. I think bodacious was a Valley Girl thing. Oh, man, that dates me. But anyway... That's not the case. Excuse me. That is not a good enough reason to get married. It takes more than feelings, and it takes more than sexual attraction upon which to build a lifelong relationship. A lifelong relationship. Most of you would agree with me. Somewhere in your past, you've dated, you were attracted to someone, and it was purely out of infatuation. Your life revolved around that person, but you know what? It didn't last. You saw the light, right? I think that's a religious song in it. I saw the light, right? Yeah, it didn't last. It didn't work out, right? And now you know it takes more than good looks and butterflies. Praise God, the good looks, because I don't have those. It takes more than good looks and butterflies in your stomach to make a marriage work, to make it last. Just because you're hooked on a feeling doesn't mean you're hooked for life. That's the first myth, and the one promoted by Hollywood. On the other hand, there's a heavenly myth which a lot of Christians fall into. The second myth, the heavenly myth, is that God created one perfect mate for you. That's the heavenly myth. God created and therefore has chosen one perfect mate for you. You know, that is a really romantic idea, but it is just not true. It is just not true. God does not choose your mate for you. The Bible doesn't teach that at all. Today's Scripture doesn't teach that. Today's Scripture comes as close as any Bible, as any Scripture in the Bible, as far as talking about choosing a spouse, and obviously that's why I chose it for today. But it doesn't say that God has, within God's will, only one person out there whom you're supposed to find and marry. The Bible says that Abraham made certain decisions that guided his servant to go and choose. And in verse 12, the servant asked God to choose based on those initial choices that Abraham made for his son. When you look at the rest of Scripture, I think Abraham is an example of what God does for us. God equips us. God gives us guidelines to make the decision, and then God wants us to make the choice. So, God equips and guides, but lets us make the choice. Now, please don't misunderstand me here. I'm not saying to cut God out of the equation. That is not what I'm saying at all. In fact, what I want you to think of, I want you to think of God first, and allow God to set criteria or parameters for you. Allow God to equip you. Allow God to guide you. Allow Him, like Abraham did Isaac, to set criteria and parameters for you. Now, I didn't put Scripture up here today, but I'm going to read some Scripture, so please write it down so you can refer to it later. Proverbs 3, 5 through 8 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge God, and He will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body." Again, nowhere else in all of Scripture does it say that God chooses our spouse for us, or that God makes any choice for us, for that matter. What God does is what Abraham did: equip and guide, give us direction or woo us in the right direction and lay down the parameters with which we can live our lives. You see, the person that you marry is the second most important decision that you'll ever make in your entire life. Anybody want to guess what the first one is?